First of all, just close your eyes. Now, as you're closing your eyes, just begin to think. You don't want to empty your mind. That's not a good thing to do. So you want to focus your thinking. So we're going to start to focus our thinking and focus our thinking on our breathing. So start thinking about breathing and begin to slowly slow down your breathing to the rhythm of yod, hey, vav, hey. So just breathe in deeply. You're breathing in the very breath of God. And then just exhale slowly. Yod. And breathe in. Just exhale. And breathe in. Hey. And just repeat. Yo. Hey. Va. Hey. Yo. Hey, Vav, hey. Just keep breathing slowly. And just begin to think about God as love. God is love. You are God's first love. God needs to become your first love. You can live love. So just begin to think about being loved, being cared for. Think about being accepted. Accepted by your loving Father who affirms you as his children. Just feel God's love, the compassion he has for you. The comfort that brings you in, the place of safety, security, being loved. Now just think of the door which is in your spirit. This is the door, the gateway of first love. The Father, Son and Spirit are knocking on that door. So just choose to reach out and open that door and invite the very presence of the Father, Jesus, the Son, the Holy Spirit of Truth, to just come and fill your spirit. And they stand surrounding you with their arms of love all around you, cocooning you in that deep sense of their love. Just begin to sink into that place of rest, resting in the love of God. That feel that love begin to flow into your spirit, filling you, flowing deeper and deeper, filling you with the very essence of God, His love, filled to overflowing with love, safe and secure, resting in God's arms of love. Now in that safe place, just surrender. Surrender your life this day into God's trust, into His care, into His provision, into His empowerment. Willingly take that yoke of Jesus and become joined to Him as a son and a co-heir. Now feel that love flow like a river, flowing through the gates of your spirit, flowing into your soul, flowing into the garden of your heart, saturating your soul with love, flowing through the gateways of your soul, touching your conscience with love, touching your imagination with love, your mind, emotions, will, all the reasoning and thinking, your choice, saturated with love. Surrender to that love and be at rest. Now just let that love touch your physical body, touching your inward parts, touching your heart, your lungs, flowing around your circulatory system, flowing within your blood, touching every part of your body, your brain, your liver, your kidneys, every part of you, just touch with love. Saturated in love. Now feel that love flowing over your physical body. That love over your head, flowing down your shoulders, over your chest, all the way to the very tip of your toes, just completely surrounded and saturated in love. Now release that love like a flowing river through you, through what you see, through what you hear, through what you say. Create an atmosphere of love around you. Love flowing like a river from your innermost being. Flowing around your life. You're living loved. Now just release and direct that flow of love to different areas of your life. Let that love flow in touching your family. Just think about your family. Release love. Perhaps to your workplace, friends, to the ecclesia that you might be part of, to the community in which you live, to those areas that God's given you responsibility for. Let love just flow. Love overshadows your life like a flowing river. You're in a state of bliss, living love, in a deep state of rest, resting in God's love. Now just begin to think of something to be thankful for. Something you can express gratitude towards, so you can begin to love living. Continue just to relax in that place. Just think of somebody that you're thankful for and release that gratitude. Just begin to thank God for his love. Thank Jesus for all that he's done. Thank the Holy Spirit. Now just let joy begin to fill you and saturate you. Just let that joy flow into your soul. Feel that joy flowing over your body, from your head to your toes. Just release that joy as gratitude, flowing from the inside. Fill the atmosphere around your life with joy. Whatever you look at, see through the lens of joy. Just begin to focus on peace. Living in a loving way towards all those around you. Ask God to search your heart. And just think of anyone or anything that's disturbed you, frustrated you, annoyed you, upset you, or hurt you. Now picture that person and consciously choose to forgive them and release them. Visualize that person and say to them, I forgive you. I release you from what you've done and I bless you. Now hear that person say, I receive your forgiveness. Now think of anyone that you may have hurt, upset, annoyed. Visualize that person and ask them to forgive you. And just hear them say, I forgive, release, and bless you. Now feel that peace, being at peace with yourself, at peace with God, at peace with the world, just taking you deeper and deeper into rest. That peace flowing over you like a river, from your head to your toes, just cocooned in peace. Now just release that peace from your innermost being. Create an atmosphere of forgiveness around your life. Release that forgiveness out into the world. And just begin to surrender as living sacrifices. Present yourself to God. Present your day to Him. Present your life to Him. You're safe, at rest, secure. Now choose to surrender your free will to embrace God's will. Present yourself to Jesus, your high priest, as a living sacrifice. See yourself lying on the altar. Ask the Father to search your heart. Reveal any anxious thoughts or any wrong ways. Ask the Father to deal with anything that will hinder you fulfilling your destiny today. Ask the Father to reveal the desires of His heart for you. Now turn your heart towards seeking first the kingdom of God. Just tell the Father you only want to do what you see Him doing. Allow the Father to transform you, renew your mind, conform you to sonship. In that place of surrender, just begin to engage your destiny. Begin to think about the scroll that's written of your life today. Resting in joy, peace, and love. Just receive that scroll, the revelation of His purpose for you today. Think of today as an opportunity and a pleasure. As you think of your scroll, some specific mandates of what the Father's going to do through you, in you, and around you today may come to your mind. Let Him write those things on the tablets of your heart. And as you choose only to do what you see the Father doing, His will is nourishment to your soul. Feel His strength fill you. Empowered. Blessed. So just think about your day and rest. Just accept your destiny, relax, feel the joy and pleasure of the Father's heart. Your destiny today is filled with love and joy and peace. Your day is framed in rest. Just feel the desire in your heart rise, overflowing with love and joy and peace, bringing that sense of fulfillment. Visualize your day being blessed to be fruitful, successful, fulfilling, and being fulfilled at home, work, everywhere you go. Grace and mercy and love go before you. They surround you. You are protected. Now just begin to start framing your life from that place of peace and rest. Your scroll in your heart as you think about being seated on that throne in the heavenly realms in Christ. Seated in rest, love, joy and peace. See the possibilities for you to be fruitful today. And begin to choose the reality of fruitfulness to manifest around you today. Let the desires of the Father's heart for your fruitfulness to fill you with passion, excitement, and just begin to frame your day from the desire of your scroll, the reality you've chosen, with the favor and blessing of God. Declare success, call forth the alignment of heaven and earth. As you think of your day, begin to see what you need and see the reality of that blessing. Call forth the provision that you need to fulfill your destiny today. Declare that you have all that you need to fulfill all that you are and all you're called to do. Call forth the connection with the angelic realm and the cloud of witnesses and the seven spirits of God. And release the sound and frequency of rest out into creation that will attract fruitfulness. Just that peace and contentment, let it rise up in your heart and release that peace as a river into the atmosphere around your life. Now just step into Yod Hey Vav Hey. Picture the ark of the presence of God, the four faces of God, the lion, the ox, the eagle, and the man. And take a step into God's name. Feel the pleasure of the Father's heart for you, for your destiny today. Hear the Father's words of affirmation. You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter, in whom I'm well pleased, in whom my soul delights. Hear the Father say, I bless you. I bless you, my son. I bless you, my daughter, to be fruitful today. I empower you to prosper and succeed today, to increase, overcome all obstacles, and to rule. Now feel the light of love energizing you. Feel the energy and the power of God's presence pulsating within you. You are in Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, and Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh is in you. Your identity and position is of the order of Melchizedek. You're joined to the Lord and one spirit with Him. You're a house of God and a gateway of heaven into the earth. Feel and sense the abundance of life within you. Be at rest, fulfilled and contented, filled with love, joy, and peace. Now release that flow of abundant life as a river flowing from your innermost being into the world all around you. You're a manifestation of heaven on the earth. You are a son of the living God. Live love. Love living. And live loving.